This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A former aide to Doug Emhoff, former Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, is in the race to challenge Republican Representative Jeff Crank. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
After serving in the U.S. Army and working for Congress members and the Second Gentleman of the United States, Jessica Killen has returned home to launch a run for the 5th Congressional District seat currently held by Crank, who won the seat by 15 points. But Killen says she's up for a challenge.
I grew up here in a middle-class household, and I've been able to achieve my version of the American dream. And I want to give others in my home community the opportunity to also achieve the American dream.
Two other Democrats have also filed to run for a chance to take on Crank. The primary is next June. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado will get new funding from a legal settlement with makers of opioid drugs. CPR's John Daly.
Attorney General Phil Weiser joined a multi-state settlement. It's with 8 drug makers that manufactured opioid pills, helping fuel the national opioid crisis. In total, the deal is worth about $720 million. Colorado could receive more than $12 million. The AG's office says the state is on track to receive over $880 million in funding total from settlements with opioid manufacturers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The threat of natural disasters like wildfires and floods weigh heavily on those who run summer camps in Colorado. Jeff Cheeley is the director of Cheeley Colorado Camps in Estes Park. He says camps like his have strict emergency procedures in place.
Within 24 hours of all the campers being here, we'll do a fire drill. That's a repeating sound, so the bell ringing over and over and over again, or a car horn.
He says camp workers also play out potential disaster scenarios and use multiple technologies to communicate potential threats. A second-generation Colorado Rocky, shortstop Ethan Holliday, is picked up by the Rockies in this past weekend's draft. His father, Matt Holliday, played for the Rockies for 2 stints, starting in 2004. This is CPR News.